Rockford. Home style aged care, fifth quarter.
Let's have a look at the KFC expending. Let's see what some of the early respondents are.
Well, Scaredy Cat suggesting we didn't make the most of our chances at goal. Lucky in the last quarter we could outrun them. Cats had great pressure in places, but a little bit patchy. Andrew Darling, I don't know how this one feels. Doesn't feel as exciting as it should. Good win, good percentage boost. Smith, Holmes, Dempsey were good. Atkins again, happy to win. Great call as always. On to the next one. Paul Marinelli suggesting that Reece Stanley is Max Gawn with a wig kingy. So he was very good, Max Gawn on the brain. He was very good, Reece Stanley, particularly early in that last quarter. He didn't get a heap of the ball, but some of his ruck work was fantastic, and he did kick a goal, which was really important in just seeing off the challenge for West Coast, who were coming at that point.
Thank you for that, Benny. randomness. Reg the Oracle.
Yeah, well, I'm very good at what I do. What can I tell you? My brain is massive. I've accumulated an incredible amount of wealth on the game.
Also, genuinely believe this could be Reece Stanley's best season, aging like a fine wine.
Yeah, well, he has. He's been exceptional, to be honest, and he's sometimes been the whipping boy over the years, so it's nice to see people recognising the good performances he's putting in. I thought he was integral in that last quarter.
Emperor X is an Eagles fan who follows us at Carra Football. Actually, listens. He would be about the only Eagles fan listening to our call tonight. But he is a regular K-Rock listener.
They're pretty one-eyed here. Good on him.
Probably the best four-quarter game I've seen West Coast play this year. Geelong should be very happy to escape with a win. Oh, it's probably only the last 20 minutes. Probably the first 20 minutes and the last 20 minutes. Everything in between. Andrew McQuault has got something to work with.
Yeah, there's such things as a win-win in these games, and Scotty's grounded enough to know it's not always going to be perfect, and you could really look at this in a positive light from Geelong. They're still a decent team. West Coast, yeah, they would have liked to have made sure of the game sooner than they did, but they did the job, and from a West Coast point of view, like, truthfully, I think you'd be pretty happy, to be honest, leaving. I know it's turned into a pretty sizable loss, but it didn't play like a sizable loss.
So the Cats came in with a percentage of 123.4. They've picked up 1.4%, so 3% behind the fourth place Gold Coast Suns, also on 32 points, but 15% behind Adelaide, who got a massive percentage booster.
I think just from memory, King, obviously the Cats play Gold Coast next week, but I think Adelaide play Brisbane.
They do. That is correct.
In Adelaide. Yep. So that'll be an absolute humdinger.
So if Adelaide were to knock over the Lions, Geelong could beat Gold Coast. The Cats would actually climb to third, although Gold Coast do have a game in hand, knowing they've got to play the Bombers in that clash that will follow the end of the season. We're going to follow the Cats down into the rooms and see if we can pick up the song. And we'll get that very, very shortly. So what are your initial thoughts on that performance, Reg?
Yeah, you'd be happy. You'd be happy. Like I said, it was very imperfect, but they got the job done and got it done pretty well in the last quarter. And they are probably the weakest team in the game right now. We understand that. But nonetheless, any team on their day can give you a proper good run for your money. And West Coast did that today. But look, I think ultimately the class shone through. And once the game was put on ice, they really blew the margin up.
We had to bring you the Geelong song from Down in the Rooms. Thanks to our friends at Channel 7.
Photographers in the middle.
With a feed. Yeah, that's fair too. So the Cats link up. And we'll have a chat with one of the victorious Cats. I think we're going to be chatting with Zach Guthrie very shortly. So Geelong boys, smiles, and here's the song. Basically just singing the song for the sake of singing the song. K-Rockford.
Home style aged care. Fifth quarter.